Take a moment to begin to observe how you're making contact with the floor. Have your legs long and let's have your arms down along by your side. And bring your awareness and your attention up to your shoulder blades. And notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor. And now bring your attention down to your pelvis and notice how your pelvis is resting on the floor. How your legs are lying along the floor. And now bring your attention up to your torso area. And see if you can start to pay attention to your ribs. And see if you can notice how the ribs actually are resting on the floor on the right side. So bring your attention over to the right side of yourself. Sense how much contact the right side makes. And I'd also like you to see if you feel as if the right side of the ribs are open and spread apart, or do you have a sense that they're maybe more close together? And if the ribs on your right side were more close together, that side may feel shorter to you than the left side. So allow your attention to kind of now go back and forth between your right side and your left side and really observe for yourself, does one side of your rib cage appear to shorten itself compared to the other? And if you do feel one side is shortened, notice what that shoulder blade is like and how it rests on the floor. Does that shoulder maybe appear to be also pulled down towards the ribs a little bit? Now continue to have your attention onto your ribs. And maybe what you can do is bring your hands to rest along the front side of your ribs, which is where your, we'll say your belly is. Look for those, the rib cage in the front. So rest your hands, your palms on your ribs, the lower part of the ribs. And see if you can sense now, does one side of you feel higher than the other? Is there a feeling as if one side of your rib cage is slightly tilted more up towards the ceiling? And is it the side that is shorter that you just examined for yourself, that the ribs feel closer together? Is that side also, in a sense, higher? Or is that side lower? And just notice that. So if you can imagine if one side of your rib cage is higher, and in essence, it's as if your whole torso is slightly rotating because they're not resting flat. And we'll come back at the end and check in with these things. Okay, and rest your arms now down along your side. Very gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And as you roll your head, notice what the range is like going to each side. Notice if it's more comfortable to roll your head to one side compared to the other. Now, thinking in the back of your mind about your ribs again, do you roll your head easier to the side of the ribs that is closer to the floor? Or do you roll your head easier to the side of the ribcage that feels that's raised? And bring your head back to the center. Now begin to do a movement of starting to lift your head away from the floor as if you were going to look down towards your feet. As you begin to lift your head, allow your chest to soften. That's it. Have the sense that your sternum actually moves down, down towards your belly. And then you lower your head back down. So it's very important that you don't suspend your head in the air, but you lift it and then you lower it back down. And as you continue to lift your head a few more times, direct your eyes down towards your feet and see if that makes a difference. That's it. Now this next time, think of having a tightness in your chest so that nothing moves in your chest, and maybe even take a deep breath in and hold your breath and lift your head and just notice what that's like. How does holding your breath and having restriction in your chest affect the lifting of your head? Now this next time, lift your head as you exhale, allowing your chest to soften. See if that's easier, if your head becomes lighter. And now rest for a moment. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you're going to sit with your left leg long, straight out in front of you. And the right leg is bent in a standing position. So the right foot is standing. Your left leg is long and you lean on your left hand behind you. And in this position, you can place your right hand on your right knee or your right thigh if you'd like. In this position, begin to start lifting your left leg away from the floor. That's it. So you lift it and you lower it. Just feel how heavy it feels. Now the next time that you lift your left leg, allow your back to round so that you roll backwards a little bit on your pelvis. That's it. And notice if that's a little easier. That's it. Good. Now see if you can begin to make a circle with your left leg. So you lift the left leg and make a circle. That's it. And notice what direction you selected to make the circle. Some of you are making it going from the inside to the out. Some of you are going from the outside in. And when you get tired, you can pause and rest and then come back to the movement. That's it. Okay, rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again. And this time you'll have your left leg in a standing position and your right leg is long. So you lean on your right hand. You can have your left hand around your left knee and begin to lift your right leg away from the floor and lower it back down. Notice if it feels lighter or easier for you to lift the right leg, or was that your experience with lifting the left leg? Observe if you hold your breath when you go to lift your leg. Now try to lift your leg as you exhale and see if that becomes easier. accent. Now let's begin to make a circle clockwise. So you lift the right leg and begin to make a circle. Again, sense if you start to hold your breath. Can you allow yourself to just breathe freely while making a circle with your right leg? And now make the circle counterclockwise. That's it. And rest on your back. Return up to sitting. Have your left leg long. Your right knee is bent, so your right foot is in a standing position, and you're leaning on your left hand again. Now turn your face to the right, and keep your face turned to the right. And now take your right hand and wrap it around your head, so you're holding on to the left ear. That's it. And now begin to fold yourself forward so you direct your right elbow down towards your right knee. That's it. So think, how can you bring the right elbow towards your right knee? And then you bring it away. That's it. And feel what's happening with your chest, what happens down with your pelvis and your abdomen. That's it. And now pause for a moment. Just rest in sitting. You can lower your right arm down and change over your legs. That's it. Now this time, turn your face again to the right. Wrap your left arm around your head. That's it. And start to direct your left elbow down towards your right knee. So that's the leg that's long now. So your face is turned to the right, and your left arm is wrapped around your head, holding on to your right ear, and you're directing your left elbow towards your right knee. And your right leg is long. That's it. And notice when you're folding yourself, do you fold yourself forward? Or do you fold yourself, in a sense, backwards? So does your back round backwards to fold? Or are you taking your head and your left elbow forward? Now, as you continue to do the movement, begin to lift your right leg so that your right knee could meet your left elbow somewhere in front of you. When you lift the right leg, you want to keep it straight. This is where it becomes really important that you utilize your right hand to lean on so that you can lift the right leg. That's it, Tom. And think about how you fold yourself so your elbow and your leg come towards each other. That's it. Sense what's happening with your ribs and your spine. And feel the twisting that you do in your rib cage. How the left side of your ribs come forward and the right side of your ribs move backwards. That's it. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. Thank you. Come up to sitting again. Have your right leg once again long on the floor and the left leg in a standing position. Lean on your right hand behind you. So right leg is long. Turn your face to the right and wrap your left arm around your head, holding on to the right ear. And return to the idea of directing the left elbow down towards your right leg, allowing your right leg to stay on the floor now. And just see if that's a little easier. Are you somehow able to fold yourself a little bit more? Sense what's happening with your ribs and your spine. And in previous lessons, we've talked about the lower ribs. Can you sense how the lower ribs move backwards behind where the pelvis is to allow yourself to fold forward? Now, a few times, return to the movement of lifting your right leg at the same time as directing the left elbow towards the right knee. Allow yourself to breathe freely and perhaps do the movement on the exhale. That's it. And now allow your right leg to rest on the floor and go back to directing the left elbow forward. And again, sense if it's becoming easier to soften your chest and your ribs. That's it. And rest on your back. As you're resting, sense how you're breathing. Very slowly, roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And notice what it's like now to roll your head to the right. If somehow the movement has become more fluid, perhaps you can turn your head a little bit further now. Now come back up to the same position. Your right leg is long, the left leg is standing. And now instead of leaning on the right hand, you're going to bring yourself down onto the forearm. So that means you lean on the elbow all the way to the palm. Turn your head to the right and wrap your left arm around your head again. And in this position, begin to direct your left elbow forward towards your right knee. That's it. And now begin to lift your right leg and direct your right knee towards your left elbow. That's it. That's it. Great, Tom. That's nice. That's it. And now allow the leg to rest and just direct the left elbow forward a couple times. Again, sensing now how much the right side of the ribs move backward. Can you feel how the left side of your ribs are shortened? They come closer together and the left side is more open. And rest on your back. Now return to the same position, so you're leaning on the right forearm, right leg is long, left leg is standing. And this time you can just rest your left arm on your left leg if you'd like, and begin to lift your right leg and begin to start making circles with your right leg. And just notice again, what direction do you prefer? To make the circle inward or to make the circle outward? Change the direction so you can see what it's like to make the circle in the other direction. That's it. And rest on your back for a moment. Come up to sitting again and return to being on your right hand. The right leg is long, left leg is standing. Turn your face to the right and wrap the left arm around your head, holding onto the right ear. And begin to direct your left elbow down towards the right knee. See if you're bringing now the left elbow a little bit closer to the right knee. And can you think about directing the left elbow to the outside of the right knee now? So you begin to twist and turn yourself even more to the right, as if the left elbow could eventually touch the floor to the outside of your right knee. That's it. Now a few times begin to raise your right leg and see if you can actually have the left elbow touch the outside of the right leg, the outside of the right knee. Notice as you're doing this how your right shoulder begins to move backwards behind you, how your right elbow is allowed to bend and fold backwards so your chest can soften more. How the left side of your ribs come forward. That's it. And rest on your back. Slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And again, compare how you roll your head to the right, to the left now. Bring yourself up to sitting again, and this time you're going to have your left leg long. You're going to bend your right knee and have your right foot standing. And you're going to turn your face to the left, wrap your right arm around your head to hold on to the left ear, and begin very gently by starting to direct your right elbow down towards your left knee. That's it. Just take your time with the movement and feel how you can begin to soften the front side of you, your chest and your sternum. Feel how the right side of your ribs begin to come forward and the left side begin to move backward. That's it. And now begin to lift your left leg up to meet your right elbow. Notice, does this side feel easier for you than the other side, or did the other side feel easier? All of us have a preferred direction that's easier for us to twist and turn to. See if you can recognize for yourself what direction that is. That's it. Great. And rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again, having your left leg long. Lean on your left hand. Right leg is in a standing position. Wrap your arm around your head as it's turned to the left. Keep it turned to the left. And begin to direct your right elbow down towards your left knee. Notice how you're breathing as you're doing the movement. And rest again on your back. Now this time, come up to leaning on your left forearm. Have your left leg long and your right leg in the standing position. Turn your face to the left and wrap your right arm around your head, holding on to the left ear. And start to direct, once again, your right elbow down towards the left knee. Again, sense the direction and the twisting of your rib cage. What needs to happen with your ribs and your spine to bring your right elbow down towards your left knee? Observe, do you round yourself backwards or do you direct yourself forwards? Now, as you continue to lean on the forearms, begin to lift your left elbow. Your left leg and direct it towards your right elbow. And your right elbow comes towards the left leg. Okay. Try doing the movement as you exhale and see if it's easier for you to soften your chest and fold in the front. That's it. Now allow the left leg to just rest on the floor again and begin to direct the right elbow forward towards your left knee. That's it. And rest again on your back. Come up to sitting again. Your left leg is long, right leg is bent. Leaning on your left hand, turn your face to the left and wrap your right arm around, getting a hold of the left ear. And return to the movement of directing your right elbow towards your left knee. Notice how it's becoming easier for you to fold yourself and take the right elbow over towards the left knee. Imagine coming to the outside of the left knee now. And now go ahead and start to lift your left leg, thinking of the right elbow touching the outside of the left leg. Sense how your left shoulder begins to move behind you, how the left elbow begins to move. How your ribs on the left side turn and twist behind you. That's it. and rest again on your back. Come up to sitting again. Have your left leg long. The right knee is bent in a standing position. Lean on your left hand. Turn your face to the left and wrap your right arm around your head again. And this time, as you begin to direct your right elbow forward towards your left leg, lift your left leg and begin to make a circle. So as you begin to make a circle with your left leg, in the lifting part of your left leg, the right elbow comes towards it. And then as you lower the leg, the elbow comes away. That's it. And notice which direction you make the circle. Do you make it in towards yourself, or do you start by taking the leg out to the side? Again, as you lift the leg to make your circles, you direct the right elbow forward towards the left knee. And rest on your back. Now this time, bring yourself up so that you're leaning on your left forearm. Your left leg once again is long and your right leg is in the standing position. Turn your face to the left. Wrap your right arm around your head. Start to direct your right elbow towards your left knee and begin to make circles with your left leg. That's it. And see if you can actually make the circles while you allow yourself to continue breathing. If you notice, it becomes very automatic the moment you lift your leg to make the circles, you want to hold your breath. So see if you can just let go of that and continue to breathe as you lift the leg to make circles. Okay, rest on your back again. And as you're resting, just notice how you're breathing now. Come up to sitting again. Have your left leg long. Your right knee is in the standing position. This time you're going to lean on your right hand. You're going to turn your face to the left and wrap your head around. That's it. So you're holding your right ear. And begin to direct now the left elbow towards your right knee. And just see if it's possible for your right elbow, that's it, Tom, to come toward, excuse me, your left elbow to come towards your right knee. And begin to think about the left elbow coming to the outside of the right knee. And could you imagine starting to slide the left elbow down the outside of your right leg as if it might eventually touch the floor? So now bring yourself down onto your right forearm and continue in this configuration, directing the left elbow to the outside of your right knee without the knee flopping over to the side. As if, there you go. And feel what's happening with the left side of your ribs, your left shoulder blade, how the ribs really round in the back and lengthen. That's it, Tom. And rest on your back. Bring yourself up to the same configuration, which was with your right knee standing, leaning on your right forearm, left leg long, turn your face to the left, I believe, was it? Or the right? Turn your face to the left, and then you hold the right ear. That's it. And now begin to direct your left elbow towards your right knee, and lift your right knee towards your left elbow. That's it. And so now see if the left elbow can come to the outside again of the right knee. That's it. Great. And rest on your back again. Come up to sitting. This time have your right leg long and your left leg in a standing position. Lean on your left arm. You're going to turn your face to the right and wrap your arm around, your right arm around your head. And start to direct your right elbow towards your left knee. But you're on your left hand, not forearm. That's it. Think about the right elbow coming to the outside of the left knee. Now lower yourself down onto your left forearm and continue to direct your right elbow towards the outside of the left knee. And now these next few times, begin to lift your left knee so that the left knee passes closely towards the right elbow. Perhaps they can actually touch. And feel how much you need to soften and fold in the rib cage. Great. Okay, and rest on your back. Thank you. Come up to sitting again. Have your right leg long and your left leg in a standing position. And return to leaning on your right hand. And turn your face to the right and wrap your left arm around your head. And go back to this movement of directing now your left elbow towards your right knee. That's it. Begin to lift your right leg, keeping it straight, and see now if the right knee and the left elbow actually touch. Great. Now, pause for a moment and just change over your legs and your arms. So that means bend your right knee, let your left leg be long, lean on your left arm, wrap your right arm around your head once you've turned it to the left, and start to direct your right elbow down towards your left knee, your left leg, with it straight. And once you've done that a few times, begin to lift the left leg and bring it towards the right elbow. Again, notice if perhaps they can touch or pass each other now. Great. And rest on your back. Now, one more time, bring yourself up to sitting. Let's have your right leg long and your left leg standing. So, and you'll lean on your right hand. Have your left hand just hanging onto your left knee. That's it. And go back to the earlier movement we did in the beginning, which was to start to raise the right leg and lower it. And just feel what that's like. He can't come in here until 10. And now begin to lift your right leg and make circles and just observe what that's like. Again, see if the leg is feeling lighter, is it feeling easier? He's persistent. It's a good thing, though. It's a good quality persistence. Okay, now change over the legs. So let's have your left leg long and bend your right leg. And now lift your left leg and just feel what it's like to raise the left leg long, the weight of your leg. Start to make circles. That's it. Great. Now see if you can lean on both hands behind you. Have both legs long. Spread them a little wider apart maybe. And alternate. Let's lift first the right leg and lower it down and then lift the left leg. Just alternate lifting them. Just feel the weight of each leg. That's it. Great. And rest on your back. And now as you're resting on your back, just begin to notice what your contact is like with the floor. Bring your awareness and your attention up to your shoulder blades and sense how they're probably resting differently now with the floor. Begin to sense your ribs and all your rib cage underneath your shoulder blades and traveling down along your waistline. And sense how your ribs are making contact with the floor. Recall in the beginning of the lesson, if you felt one side of your rib cage was actually shorter than the other, and do you sense the same thing now, or perhaps have the ribs changed their relationship with one another now? Perhaps both sides feel more even and as if the ribs are more spread out. Bring your hands to rest on the front of you, feeling those lower ribs as you did earlier, where you noticed one side was maybe higher than the other, and sense if that has changed. As you continue to keep your hands there, just sense the movement of your breath underneath your ribs. And can you feel just from your breath how your ribs are encouraged to move? Lower your arms down by your side and gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right.